English meals. The writer Somerset Maugham observed that one could eat very well in England simply by having breakfast 3 times a day. Although the great English home-cooked breakfast, a feast of bacon, eggs, sausages, grilled tomatoes, mushrooms, kidneys, kippers, and so on, has given way to a belief that instant coffee and cornflakes must be healthier, it is still available all day and night at motorway service stations. Roast beef, lamb, or pork with vegetables, and roast potatoes are still the nation's favorite choice for a proper meal. Potatoes form an important constituent of the main meal of the day. The average person gets through 100 kilos of them every year. Much of this is in the form of crispy snacks and, of course, chips, with fish, burgers, and other fried foods, or just on their own with salt and vinegar. Most people wouldn't consider a meal finished unless they had a pudding, steamed jam roll, apple pie, treacle pudding, strawberry tart. The unwary should take care with Yorkshire and black puddings. The first is eaten with roast beef, and the second a blood sausage. In spite of their taste becoming more sophisticated, the English still treasure the sandwich. They were once content with no more than a cheese and chutney filling, but these days the sandwich can contain anything from smoked salmon and cream cheese to chicken. As the interest in foreign food has grown, so have the choices. The supremacy of French and Italian fare is now challenged by others: Thai, Chinese, Mexican, Spanish, Russian, American. There are even restaurants specializing in English food. One highly successful example in London calls itself School Dinners. There, tired and overwrought businessmen can enjoy such old-fashioned fare as bread and butter pudding, all served by well-developed girls wearing school uniforms.